Today, we are taking an enriching journey through a remarkable piece of artwork titled Kunkurankalpa, Chukula, Chukapa, Seven Sisters Rock Hole, created by the talented artist Ingrid Treacle. This painting is much more than just an array of colors and dots. It encapsulates an essential part of Australian Aboriginal culture, particularly the Seven Sisters story. In this narrative, a group of women travels from Western Australia to New South Wales, ultimately transforming into stars upon the completion of their journey. In this particular scene painted by Treacle, we witness the sisters trekking through the Gibson Desert, pausing thirstily at a rock hole to sip water before continuing their long trek. Before we dive into a visual analysis, let's consider the unique characteristics of Aboriginal art, as they offer essential insight into understanding this piece. Aboriginal art is rooted in regional styles, influenced heavily by the local cultures from which it comes. Each area has its own distinct expression, so you might find that what you see here is different from other Aboriginal artworks you've encountered. This diversity is quintessentially Australian, as it's not just about the art, it's about stories, stories that have been passed down for generations, encapsulating cultural and spiritual beliefs. These artworks often serve as a communal effort. Artists collaborate, contributing their perspectives and expertise to tell a shared story, reinforcing social and cultural bonds within the community. Did you know that these paintings embody a rich tapestry of family lineages? Each stroke and dot connects directly to individuals and their roles as custodians of these stories. A fascinating aspect of Aboriginal art is its deep connection to the environment and legacy of survival skills, such as resource management and bush tucker practices. But remember, there are layers to these artworks. While outsiders can glean some meanings, much of the more sacred knowledge is reserved for the elders and the custodians of the culture. So, as you engage with this artwork, keep in mind that its full depth is rooted in knowledge, authority, and tradition. Now, let's take a closer look at Kunkurankalpa, Chukula, Chukapa. At first glance, this painting presents a captivating composition primarily composed of various shades of blue and white. The piece is dotted with concentric circles, perhaps representing the rock holes that held water for the sisters during their critical journey. Each dot seems to pulsate with life, drawing the viewer's eye across the canvas in a way that mimics the movement of the sisters. You might notice how the dots create a shimmering effect, making the artwork almost vibrate with energy, a hallmark of the dot painting style that has been used by Aboriginal peoples in various forms of expression for centuries. As you stand before this artwork, your emotions may range from curiosity to introspection. Viewers might find themselves contemplating the journey represented or even reflecting on their own experiences of thirst and renewal in life. Has there been a time when you felt parched, not only in a physical sense but perhaps emotionally or spiritually? Moments like these can resonate profoundly, prompting you to consider how we all navigate our personal deserts. As we engage with Kunkurankalpa Chukula Chukapa, I invite you to think about how art reflects life and society. Each time you look at this painting, you are invited to participate in a dialogue about survival, authority, and cultural heritage. What kinds of stories do you carry with you? What connections do you have to the environment that sustains you? In closing, this painting is a powerful reminder of the enduring nature of storytelling through art. It evokes dialogue not only about its aesthetic beauty but also about its significance in preserving cultural narratives that have critical implications for identity and community. As you leave, think about how your own stories intersect with those of the Seven Sisters. It is through this collective reflection and understanding that we all may begin to appreciate the complexities of not only Aboriginal art but the broader world we inhabit.